The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, what were the primary intentions, the primary desires of the heart of Christ? They were his Father's glory and his Father's will. Everything he did because it was the will of the Father and it was for his Father's glory. He said at one point, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. Or in the Last Supper when he said, Father, glorify me with the glory that I had with you before the world began. It's your glory that I seek. If someone were to ask you, why do you pray? What would your response be? Most people rarely get past one intention of the Our Father. Give us this day our daily bread. Right? They enter into prayer, or we enter into prayer, because we have certain wants and needs, and the Father is generous. But many people don't pray if they don't have something they want or that they need, or there's not a want or need for another person in their life. Why ought we to pray? What ought to be the primary movements of our heart? God wants us to come to the point where we say in response to, why do you pray? To glorify God. Because I desire his glory in my life. And I want to know what would be for his glory, and so that I don't seek my own glory. And why do I pray? That I might come to know my Father's will, and that I might receive from him the grace and the courage to do it. And so as we advance in the spiritual life, one of the things that we find is we actually often are saying less petitions when we go to pray. I remember when I really first started to pray. And I would go and I would have this long list and I would name like 55 people in a row. And I'd be done and be like, oh gosh, I don't really know what else to do. Okay, Lord, see you later. And as we advance in prayer, little by little we come to the point where we go and we could just spend an hour loving him. Or we kneel down and we say, Lord, I adore you. And we're content with that for 15 minutes, just adoring him. And in that adoration and that love, we gain all the other graces with that. And we find that when we do offer a petition, we are so quick to say, if this would be for your glory, Lord, if this is your will, answer my prayer as I've asked. As we receive our Lord today, let us ask him that the sentiments of our hearts might be the sentiments of his Father's glory and his Father's will.